to a table on the other side of the room, upon which, under a towel, lay the body of a stillborn child. He lifted the towel and looked. He was hidden from the bed by a screen, but the woman guessed what he was doing.
"Was it a girl or a boy?"
she whispered to the nurse.
"Another boy."
The woman did not answer. In a moment the child's nurse came back. She approached the bed.
"Master Philip never woke up,"
she said. There was a pause. Then the doctor felt his patient's pulse once more.
"I don't think there's anything I can do just now,"
he said.
"I'll call again after breakfast."
"I'll show you out, sir,"
said the child's nurse. They walked downstairs in silence. In the hall, the doctor stopped.
"You've sent for Mrs. Carey's brother-in-law, haven't you?"
"Yes, sir."
"Do you know at what time he'll be here?"
"No, sir. I'm expecting a telegram."
"What about the little boy? I should think he'd be better out of the way."
"Miss Watkins said she'd take him, sir."
"Who's she?"
"She's his godmother, sir. Do you think Mrs. Carey will get over it, sir?"
The doctor shook his head. Chapter 2. It was a week later. Philip was sitting on the floor in the drawing room at Miss Watkins' house in Onslow Gardens. He was an only child and used to amusing himself,